for weeks we've talked about the food side of the Strait of Hormuz story, not just the oil, not just the gas prices, but the fertilizer, the shipping routes, the diesel, the natural gas, the basic inputs that, of course, keep the global food system moving. And now it's here. And the war with Iran has essentially pushed this crisis from a theory now into reality. The entire global economy starts seizing up, oil skyrocketing again. Here is, look at this, the price of Brent crude jumped to $126 a barrel earlier today and then fell back down to about $113, but hitting a high that we haven't seen for years. Today, shipping insurance, of course, exploded and also being canceled, as we've highlighted here, the Lloyd's of London canceling many of their insurance contracts through the Strait of Hormuz. Fertilizer prices surging, farmers getting squeezed, and food prices moving much, much higher now. And most of the infuriating part of all of this, of course, is none of this is a surprise. The people in power were warned about this. We warned about it here. Our next guest has been warning about it for years, even far longer than we have, by a landslide. Mike Adams is the founder of the Brighteon Platforms, naturalnews.com. You might follow him on X under the Health Ranger. He has been out on this for years. Mike, great to have you back on the show.
It's great to join you again. Thanks for having me on.
Our pleasure. You know, the FT, the Financial Times, had a pretty ominous story about a week ago. I just want to put up the headline here, the coming global food crisis. It's a really interesting read, but I think one of the most interesting parts of this article stood out to me. The disruption is especially dangerous because it hits before the harvests that are coming in the fall. Higher fertilizer prices now and the lockdown now means that farmers use less fertilizer, don't have access to it, which means they plant less, which means they produce much less food. And then, so we might not see it on our store shelves at the moment, but this is the cascading effect. What do you think about that?
Well, we will be impacted in Western countries, even in the United States. Although we won't face mass starvation in America, we will face much higher food prices, but there will be mass starvation in other countries around the world. And research leads to being able to identify exactly which countries those are. That includes the Sudan, it includes Yemen, it includes Bangladesh. There are risks in India, risks even in Egypt, and many other countries that are they have tens of millions of people that are just marginally getting by every single year. Many of those people are in states of famine every year, and they would die if not for food aid, but that food aid will not be nearly as available or affordable. So the food aid organizations around the world are going to be wrecked. Now, there's actually a double threat here that your audience needs to keep in mind. Number one is, of course, fertilizer exports from countries like China and Russia have been halted. So when India went to China and said, hey, we need some fertilizer in order to feed our people, China said, sorry, we have to keep it for ourselves domestically. But then there are countries like Bangladesh that have their own fertilizer production plants using the Haber-Bosch process that converts natural gas into ammonia and urea. But you need natural gas as the feedstock. And of course, natural gas is not shipping. Qatar Energy has declared force majeure on their commitments. So even if you have a fertilizer plant in your country, you don't get fertilizer right now. So it's a double hit on these countries. And the bottom line is that literally hundreds of millions of people are about to be thrust into extreme famine and real starvation deaths later this year and well into 2027.
The cruelty of imposing this on countries that are allies, countries that have nothing to do with this, and they can't do anything about it except maybe cry and beg, but the globalists will do nothing about it. And so, you know, this will create warlike conditions. This is going to create instability. So can we talk about that as well?
Well, as they say, nine meals away from anarchy, right? So when your populations can't feed themselves, then they begin to revolt. So we will see social upheaval in many countries, but not in Russia. They can feed themselves. Not in China, because they have resources and multiple trading partners with lots of food redundancy. And not in America or Canada or the UK. But again, these vulnerable countries, many of them in Africa, some in the Middle East, and some in Southeast Asia. It's going to be brutal, even for Thailand. I didn't even mention Thailand. They're going to face a lot of political instability because of this. But the bottom line is that that will lead to global instability in supply chains, because many of these countries are involved in things that affect us. For example, Egypt runs the Suez Canal, right? And if we can't use the Suez Canal for some reason because Egypt is demanding food aid and they're not getting it, they could shut down the canal. And it's like, you know, your guest and my friend Michael Yon has warned for years about routes and resources. What we're actually witnessing right now on a global scale is the shutting down of those routes and resources that have created food abundance and material abundance for the human species for decades. And that is now ending. That is ending, at least until there's some resolution of this war of choice that Trump has thrust us all into, even though he didn't have to. That's where we are.
You know, I heard a member of Congress saying just the other day, you know, it's costing about $1 billion a day now just for the Strait of Hormuz to be for us to be dealing with the Strait of Hormuz being close. So wait a second, we're spending that now that it's closed, but when it was open, we weren't spending that. It absolutely makes it's maddening. It makes no sense at all. You know, Michael Yon, as you pointed out, he was talking about, of course, about the Strait of Malacca specifically coming next. And of course, what's happening in the Baltics, what's about to happen in the Arctic Circle as well. And, you know, his whole point has been that this is really a globalist push for depopulation agenda, that this is all part of the plan. And so we need to look a layer deeper here than what Washington newspapers are telling us, right?
Well, absolutely. And it's hilarious to me that every AI model today and every search engine will still tell you that depopulation is a conspiracy theory. But if you go back to 1969, the New York Times covered a meeting of over 200 organizations that also included President Richard Nixon's science advisor, who said that controlling population needs to be the number one priority of every nation on Earth. And that meeting was also, they headlined Dr. Paul Ehrlich, the author of, I believe, The Population Bomb. And he specifically proposed, and it was widely supported, that we should put infertility chemicals into the water supply and also into food exports that would affect countries like Africa. And then, of course, years later, we know that, for example, the Kenyan Catholic Bishops Association started testing the vaccines that were being given to the young women of childbearing age in Kenya and found that they were laced with infertility chemicals. So there has been a decades-long effort to achieve depopulation, and I believe that the COVID years were also one test case, kind of a pilot program to see how much they could get away with, and they got away with a lot, and now we're facing the full rollout. And it is deliberate, and it is going to be devastating to those who are not prepared.
Yeah. Just look at the United Nations. You can put this up on the screen. You mentioned Sudan earlier. I mean, we'll just put this up on the screen here. Over half of South Sudan's population faces acute hunger as we speak right now.
And then for Americans, there will be supplies. We won't have the same abundance, and it will be incrementally higher. We saw this happen right away during when the war in Ukraine broke out. Prices went crazy. It's hard to imagine it getting worse, but it will, right? Can we talk about that?
Given that so many Americans are one paycheck away from being kicked out of their apartment or their home, given that Americans are paying the highest prices ever for health insurance, car insurance, home insurance, many Americans are on the verge of bankruptcy right now, of being homeless. And I've painted a picture where if you fast forward to mid-2027, you're going to see millions of Americans, millions more, living out of their vehicles, even with their families, with children in a van, trying to raise a family in a van because food is so expensive that it displaces the income they would otherwise spend on rent or, you know, or a home or other things. Many Americans are going to have to start letting go of key expenditures in order to not starve. I do believe the food will still be available in North America. You're not going to see shelves completely wiped out, but prices are going to be so high that those who don't have over $100,000 a year in income are going to find it very difficult to feed themselves.
It's just absolutely devastating. Let's talk about Europe a little bit. Friedrich Merz today was playing dress up, wearing a military, you know, garb, like he's about to be attacked, standing there in front of armored vehicles. talking about Europe and how basically Germany now, because it's become massively militarized and spending billions now to militarize Germany, I guess, to fight Russia. But we will open the Strait of Hormuz, essentially. Like, we've got to stop this. Germany's going to step in now. We are being devastated, but Europe is getting desperate. Just watch Friedrich Merz here playing dress up.
Sicherheit. Und genauso, es ist ein Beitrag zu einer erneuerten transatlantischen Partnerschaft. Ich habe das ja mehrfach betont. Wir setzen uns in diesem Geist auch dafür ein, jetzt schnell die iranische Blockade der Straße von Hormuz zu beenden. Wenn die entsprechenden Voraussetzungen gegeben sind, dann steht Deutschland bereit, sich auch militärisch zu engagieren, um die Freiheit der Seewege zu gewährleisten vor dem europäischen.
So Germany is now going to step in to secure the sea lanes in the Strait of Hormuz. So Europe is getting desperate, and of course the joke in Europe, you know, where we live for a number of years, was, what is it, if Germany
sneezes, the rest of Europe gets a cold.
Yeah. So obviously, so goes Germany, so goes Europe. So they're getting desperate in Europe. This is hitting them particularly hard.
Well, that saying that you just mentioned actually comes out of an era when Germany was fueled by cheap Russian gas. Right. And that era is long gone, right? Right? So Germany is not the industrial center of Western Europe. And by the way, you saw Merz there, you know, dressing up as a clown. I think his collar is too small. He needs more cowbell for that one right there. It's a clown show every single day what they're doing. But Germany's leaders, and by the way, I'm not directing my comments towards the German people or the British people or the French people, because there are good people everywhere, and everybody wants to survive and thrive and raise families and be able to keep what they earn. But their leaders are running a suicide cult. That there's no question about that. It's cultural suicide, it's economic suicide, it's energy suicide. They can dress up all they want, it doesn't change anything. The leaders of Germany are anti-German. The leaders of France are anti-French. You know, I mean, it's so bad that Western Europe will be lucky to survive this era of horribly treasonous leadership. And I feel very sad for the people of Western Europe and what they're having to endure.
Right. Hopefully you're seeing some signs of life, though, at least from the opposition inside of Germany standing up to this tyranny. So hopefully we'll see a shift there. But, you know, again, I mean, maybe you can just paint a picture for us, Mike, as we wrap up this segment on the energy issue and the food issue right now. I know you've done some really nice infographics. People can follow you on X on that to show how this is all layered out. But maybe you could really paint a picture for our audience, like when these different markers start to hit and how it's going to start to affect us.
Well, the key thing to understand is that our modern food supply is simply energy repackaged through photosynthesis to create calories. That's the way the agricultural industrial complex currently operates. And without nitrogenous fertilizers that are produced as a result of natural gas, we would not be able to feed more than about 4 billion people, or about half the current population of the world. And that's a very optimistic estimate. So there's a delay, though, as you mentioned, the timeline there. There's a delay. So we're still eating last year's food right now, for the most part, as current crops begin to fail. And we don't have a total failure in North America. Some farmers bought fertilizer. Some paid a lot higher of a price. Some applied less fertilizer, so they'll have lower crop yields. But it's not Mad Max yet. However, when you get into the fall planting season in America and in places like Canada, that's when you're really going to feel the shortage. And that impacts then the food that people eat next year. So 2027 will be far worse than 2026 for North America, for the Middle East, for Africa, for Southeast Asia, India, even Turkey, you name it. So the real hard part of this happens in 2027, and almost nobody is really aware of that yet. I mean, your viewers are, so thank you for covering this issue.
Well, and I just want to put this up on the screen. You posted this at naturalnews.com about the engineered collapse here, and the collapse by, and I love how you started off, the collapse by design, because that's exactly what this is.
Yeah, absolutely. This is clearly engineered. And it's like I said, I think the COVID years were kind of a pilot program to see what they could get away with, what level of obedience could they achieve, what level of shutdowns could they get people to go along with. And And it turns out that most of the world was very obedient to these insane demands, like you have to wear this mask that doesn't work and you have to stand 5 feet away because a virus can't fly 6 feet, you know, things like that. It was all nonsensical. It was almost like a Simon Says game on a global scale for low IQ obedient cultists. And as a result, then they realized they can tell people almost anything. They can tell people, oh, you're going to have to pay higher gas prices so that we can win. And that when you're starving, it's a new golden age, things like that. And a lot of people will go along with that, but not the ones that want to live. So for your audience that want to survive and thrive, it's actually very doable. I'm not actually a doomer. If you're well-informed and prepared, you can learn to grow food. You can stockpile food. You can, you know, get your money into a system that preserves wealth, like actual gold and silver, things like that. There are things you can do. It's not the end of the world if you're informed.
Right. That's what we try to hit on people here. Like if you've been watching our show, you watch what Mike does, you read what Mike writes, like just take care of your family. Like there are certain steps you can put in place to start really, you know, like we have in our garage, we have, you know, and our food stores, like making sure that we have extra food and extra food supplies that can last years, preparing for that and having gold and silver when this monetary system collapses, which is coming.
Right. All right. Well, the House passed a 3-year extension of FISA Section 702, one of the worst violations of American civil liberties in history. It allows Americans to be surveyed under a mass dragnet aimed, of course, at foreign terrorism. They need to do this to stop the terrorists. It's really the terrorists that are doing it. Little did people know that back during the Obama administration, they entered into an agreement with Israel around FISA to actually share that surveillance about Americans with a foreign nation. And before you ask, yes, that data includes spying materials used on American citizens. We've talked to you about how AI systems being built now would compile your social media in addition to whatever else has been collected on you to decide on the spot whether or not you need to be killed. If you think that's only for people in Gaza, wake up. So in other words, the Israeli government can effectively access data on American citizens with little to no oversight. Mike Adams is the founder of Brighteon Platforms and naturalnews.com. He's been warning about this. What do we make of this? Did I get anything wrong there? Is it in fact as dystopic as I just described?
Well, it is. It's essentially unlimited illegal spying on American citizens because it's very easy under FISA to create a justification to spy on anyone they want. For example, they can have a CIA office overseas email you from a, quote, terror group. And then they can use FISA rules, which require no warrant and no real due process, to then hoover up all of your email claiming that you are now adjacent to that terror group that's actually run by the CIA or Mossad or whoever. So this is again, it's a total violation of the Fourth Amendment. It's unlimited illegal spying on all Americans for any reason whatsoever. Now, the important thing though, as I'm sure your audience knows quite well, is that this is actually used to hoover up blackmail material on important people, whether they be Supreme Court justices or governors, members of Congress. They spy on you, they find something that you might be embarrassed if it went public. It doesn't even have to be anything too crazy. You know, you took money from the wrong donor or whatever, or they spy on your family members, and then they can threaten to expose a family member or even a niece or a nephew or whoever. And then that's used as blackmail material to keep you in line. So it's not just that Jeffrey Epstein has blackmail material. You know, so does the deep state of the United States government. And above all, it's absolutely shameful, in my opinion, that Donald Trump, who himself was a victim of FISA spying, is supporting it now and throwing the American people under the bus in the process.
You bring up such a great point. Friend of the show, FBI whistleblower Kyle Serafin, one of his, like, I hate to say cause de celeb because it sounds like it's, he's doing it for I don't know, points, but he really has, like, tied, you know, he's been so passionate about fighting this and educating Americans about all of this and how this is used as this massive dragnet. And then you have, like, members of an administration, members of Congress who get caught up in this FISA, and it's all intentional so that you have almost like a J. Edgar Hoover style blackmail operation against powerful people in the United States and people in our own government who are, you know, this material, however it's being used up, hoovered up, as you say, is totally unrelated to the target. It's like ancillary material that's being sucked up and used. Am I wrong?
You're absolutely correct. And remember that this also allows backdoor access into all of the corporate-run services and devices that are in your home that are listening to you. So, you know, your Alexa device. Remember, one of Amazon's largest customers is the CIA. And everything that you say in your home around a device like that, and there are other companies with other devices and the, you know, the doorbell video cameras and so on, that are constantly watching and listening and uploading this information to platforms that can be instantly and illegally accessed by the NSA or even in some cases the CIA. Now, this is only going to get worse with robots. So once people start inviting humanoid robots into their homes, and they'll be offered on a lease basis, you know, you pay a monthly fee. This is still a couple years away, by the way, but it's coming. Those robots are going to walk around your house, and they're going to video everything. And if they see something that they want to report, oh, I saw an AR-15 leaning up against the wall. Yeah, it's Texas. We have 50 of them, by the way. You know, it's not crazy. Right. It's going to get reported, and then, oh, ATF's going to knock on your door. Why do you have so many guns? Because it's Texas, again. But anyway, that's just an example. Or they see gold bars, or where did you get the gold? You know, that's what's going to happen. If you invite robots into your home, they're going to be spy machines, unless they're, you know, disconnected from the cloud, which is not the way they will be sold.
Right. I mean, Alexa devices, right? I mean, literally is like the ultimate, you know, backdoor CIA tool that's been just millions of Americans just like allowed it to flow right into their houses. And then, of course, I think, you know, the Ring doorbell, right, was then purchased by Amazon as well. So that's now part of the Amazon network.
Yeah. And on top of that, you know, Windows, in my view, based on my research, and I have a technical background, I'm a developer. Windows appears to be increasingly just spyware, where it seems to be key logging. They have a feature that they announced that would be rolled out where it takes a screenshot of your screen every few seconds so that you can have AI go back and undo things or remember what you were doing or organize your projects. Well, I don't know about you, but I don't want Microsoft Corporation watching my screens all the time. You know, I don't want them listening to, you know, monitoring my keystrokes if I'm typing in a password to a banking website or something like that. But that's what's increasingly happening, and all of that has backdoors to the NSA. So if your audience wants to maintain their privacy, you have to go to more and more well-informed measures like using de-Googled phones or using Linux operating systems and things like that.
It becomes increasingly arduous to do, and I just feel really sad that Edward Snowden, you know, created this wave of allowing us to know what the government was doing. We had this sort of cursory response from the Obama administration where they introduced the Freedom Act and ended bulk collection. But it's just a retread. They're doing it a different way. So it's still happening, and if not worse. So what was it all for?
Well, concentration of power in the hands of the regime, whatever regime it happens to be in power. As you know, it's all the same uniparty, and they are just highly focused on maintaining their power. That's also why, and I understand this may be controversial, but I've seen documents from the Treasury that talk about how reducing the lifespan of Americans will save the Treasury over $11 trillion over the coming years because of not having to pay out Social Security and other benefits. So we actually, the more people that get on government benefits, whether it's disability or pensions or Medicare, they become an accounting liability to the system that then sees, well, how do we reduce our liabilities so that we can print more money for war and still maintain the currency? And their answer eventually is get people to die off. Well, how do we do that? Hey, start a war, starve everybody, make food expensive. I mean, it's not a conspiracy, it's accounting. It's accounting at this point. That's what's happening.
Yeah. Let's talk about that Israeli piece of this. Again, as you mentioned Obama, and this was made during the Obama administration. This deal was made during the Obama administration under FISA to hand over surveillance data of Americans to the Israelis. Like, what?
Yeah, well, we know who runs the current administration, and it's not the American people. We know that they answer to seemingly Netanyahu, or maybe there are a lot of blackmail elements from, you know, the Epstein years that are still in circulation. That's the currency of the system, is blackmail. So what we're looking at here is the complete abandonment of the representational constitutional republic that we were promised and that we are repeatedly promised in every election cycle. Vote for me, I'll represent you. Vote for me, I'll put America first. That's not happening, and it never will happen until there's some kind of real fundamental reform of how the money flows through our political system. And that's why I'm a fan of Colonel Douglas MacGregor. I know you are too. And I think his thinking along these lines is very important, and he's got some good ideas about reform. And I think you're going to have some interesting and maybe positive things happening ahead, I mean, after this current collapse.
Inevitably something has to give here, because we are in an empire that is collapsing in real time. I mean, $39 trillion dollars in debt. It's unsustainable. And of course, you saw the new GDP numbers that came out, and you see what's happening right now. The markets are kind of excited about a lot of different things, but underlying massive fault cracks right now seems to seem similar to right before the Roman Empire collapsed. I mean, it's hard to disagree with that.
Decentralizing from the control grid is the number one survival method right now. So decentralize out of the banking system if you can, decentralize away from the medical system to the extent you can, decentralize from public education if you can homeschool, and also decentralize from the energy grid as much as you can. So, you know, home power, actually solar is making a comeback. If you have solar power and a battery system and an EV, then you don't need petroleum to have transportation. I mean, Trump has become the greatest EV salesperson in history, actually, because
who would have thought that? Everyone would say, we're going to go back to gas-guzzling cars. We're going to, you know, get 6 miles to the gallon. And then suddenly now, as this oil shock hits and people are really paying attention to how they can protect their families, and you have all these homesteaders. I just go out. I don't leave the house very much. But when I do, and I occasionally see some redacted viewers, a gentleman came up to me just recently, and he's a homesteader. And he said, yeah, I've got solar panels set up. I've got chickens set up, you know, all of it for my house. And he's like, you know, I know they love to vilify solar. He's like, no, my homestead runs on solar. I mean, look at Congressman Massey. It's like being able to protect yourself right now against these people, these globalists.
Yeah, we really have to learn to be more self-reliant and build local communities. Strong local decentralized communities is where all the action is at, especially when it comes to food resilience. So it's not just grow your own food, but also meet your local farmers and visit the farmer co-ops and the CSAs, the community supported agriculture, and support them financially by purchasing from them. So, you know, look, humanity will make it through this, but not all current humans will survive it. I think that's an honest assessment of where we are.
Yeah, I think you're right. Mike Adams, great to see you as always. Where can people find out more of your great work? Because we follow you on X, but there's plenty. You've got your hands in a lot of different baskets.
Well, thank you. My articles and infographics are at naturalnews.com. My videos each day are at brightvideos.com. And I have free tools for people. Brightlearn.ai is a free site, 53,000 books available to download free, hundreds of audiobooks full length, and now we've just launched books in Espanol. So we have hundreds of them translated into Spanish available completely free.
Wow. Yeah, I love what you're doing there. I really do. Mike, great to see you. Thank you so much for joining us as always.
Thank you so much. Take care. On this year's Mother's Day, celebrate mom, and we've helped you do that with some amazing specials and some gifts and some really interesting new products, all available from healthrangerstore.com/Mother's Day. So just type that into your browser URL, healthrangerstore.com/Mother's Day. It will take you to this page right here. It begins April 30th at 11 a.m. and runs through May the 4th at 11 a.m. And here's what you can do. First of all, when you purchase $129 or more, you're going to get this free gift of our 5G defense. This is a really potent, amazing product, high density. You want to stock up on that because of how it helps your body naturally respond to peroxynitrite production. You can do some research on that. And if you spend $199 or more, then you also get this organic pumpkin spice oat latte, which is, that's a fan favorite. This is really amazing. It's kind of like, people think of it as almost like a clean, organic eggnog type of mix. But of course, with everything real, everything high density nutrition, certified organic and laboratory tested. In addition to that, we have several products back in stock. We've got our Tart Cherry Probiotics, our Brown Flax Seed, and our Ginger Immune Support. These are stick packs that can be mixed with water or other beverages to make delicious drinks. And then we've got doorbusters, just limited quantities of these that are available. We've got our, for example, our Hydrate Elementals with organic coconut water and Aquamen. That's very popular, especially if you're active, you know, for athletes or anybody working out. Organic Lucuma powder, our organic butter powder that has also been recently tested for dioxins, in addition to the other things we test. We've got our, oh, very delicious creamy tomato instant soup. People love that. And plus other products here, freeze-dried mangoes like candy. Everybody loves that. We've got the clean chlorella powder, an extra 40% off right now. These are pretty amazing prices. And then we have a new line of our essential oil blends called Vital Guard. And I'm going to talk about these separately, but it's amazing. The spray, if you spray it on your pillow before you go to sleep at night, you're going to feel like you're in a luxury resort. You know, the blend of oils here is historical. It's even, you know, biblical oils that are known and have a reputation of offering protective properties. It's really amazing. It's called Vital Guard. That's brand new from our store. You're going to love those blends. I love them myself. Then we have exclusive offers from our third-party vendors, including water filter companies. We've got the seed kits here that are very popular right now from ARC. Good time to start planting food in the Northern Hemisphere, and, you know, because of what's happening with fertilizer, et cetera. We've got our Elk Antler Velvet Gold from Daniel Vitalis, his company. The saunas, you know, so much more. Check all these products out. Again, just go to healthrangerstore.com/Mother's Day to see all of these third-party vendor products. Here's the Triad Air, and there's the Big Berkey Stainless Steel, the Terra Quant Portable Cold Laser, etc. And then on top of that, we've got some, depending on the day, we've got some special collections that are hand-selected for you. The first day being beauty and self-care and glow essentials right here. A lot of those available, including our collagen. And here's the Colloidal Silver Mouthwash. I use this every morning. It's really wonderful. Tooth salt and so on. There's so much more. I can't go through it all. I'm only halfway down the page. So we have a lot of specials, some free gifts, and then some offers from our third-party vendors that will really save you a bundle. So check it all out at healthrangerstore.com/Mother's Day. And remember that it begins April 30th at 11 a.m. and it goes through May 4th at 11 a.m. So happy Mother's Day to all the moms out there. And I hope that you take advantage of this, given the way prices are going right now with supply chains and, you know, the fertilizer shortage and the energy shortage. Prices will never have these this low again, probably on any of these products. That's our world, folks. That's our world. So thank you for supporting us, and happy Mother's Day, and we hope you enjoy these ultra-clean, lab-tested, beneficial products. Thanks for your support. Happy Mother's Day. Take care. Okay.